Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on like it's money. It makes a lot the same.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging with me. Steve Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 17 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's a distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. He's one of our bright economists.
Jim, has it really been 17 years?
Coming up on that? Yeah, later this year. Wow. In about a few months, it'll be 17 years.
You're making me feel old.
I know. Yeah. I know. Tell what about me? I just had my 18th anniversary here, but we appreciate your abiding support all these years, Steve, of what we do, and we've watched you all the way from Cato to the Wall Street Journal to Heritage, and so we're proud of what you've done.
Thank you, Steve.
I want to ask you about what you think about the legacy of Barack Obama. I believe that not a book, but volumes can not only be written, but will be filled with how this was the worst presidency in the history of presidencies. What do you think?
I think it'll be very divided. I think, you know, obviously liberals will salute him as a great American who, you know.
What will be their evidence? What evidence will they use?
They'll say, look, he provided health care for everyone. He got us out of another Great Depression. They're going to use all sorts of phony arguments. But I think just as time has gone on, you know, Ronald Reagan's stature has gone up and up and up as people look back and see the greatness of what the Gipper did. I think the same thing will happen with Obama, that people will look back and say, oh, my God.
Steve, I represent all small businesses. Mm-hmm. And for all these years, I mean, I worked very closely with the Clinton administration. I'm looking at a letter that Bill Clinton wrote to me thanking me for my support of small businesses. You know, it's not like I can't work with both parties.
Yeah.
But this president has assaulted small businesses, created such anti-growth policies for small businesses. I can't be neutral anymore about him.
I agree with you. And by the way, you know, you mentioned Clinton. I mean, the difference between Clinton and Obama are huge. I mean, Clinton did move to the middle. He did get things done, like capital gains tax.
I can't think of a single thing
that Obama has done that's been good for the economy.
Not one thing. In fact, it's been the opposite. And look at the takeover. There's going to be an entire volume or two written on what he's done, the damage he's done that people still don't realize, Steve. I've been reporting on this for 5 or 6 years. People still don't realize the damage he is literally, as we speak, in the process of doing to the Internet.
Yeah. Now, look, here's let's end this on an optimistic point. Two optimistic points. Number one, it is a tribute to America's small and medium-sized businesses that even with the president who, you use the word assault, and I'll use that, assaults them every day, they still are able to make it. You know, that's
100%.
An amazing thing. That's number one. Number two, we get a president who is pro-business and pro-worker in this country, we're going to see the biggest boom you ever saw.
I completely agree. And I was hoping that would happen in 2012.
Yeah, right.
But we had to wait four more years to get this.
This country made a big mistake.
Don't you agree? One of my predictions, Steve, was that the next election, more than a president, will reveal the future trajectory of liberty and opportunity in America from now on.
It's a big one. It's a big one. I agree with you. I think the stakes are huge, because if Hillary is elected president, the one thing I guarantee she will do is cement in place everything Obama has done. It will be irreversible.
Yeah. Everything.
But I do think Hillary would be an improvement over Obama.
Yeah. Well, anybody would be in terms of the economy, for sure. But do you think that there's any chance that her legal troubles could create problems for her between now and election day?
You mean the?
No, I don't think there'd be an indictment. But do you think the court of public opinion could turn on her if other things are revealed about her emails and Benghazi and things
like
that.
I don't think Hillary is going to be the next president. I really don't. She's going to win the nomination, no question. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, this has been greased from day one. I knew Bill Clinton. I know Bill Clinton. He's one of the most charming people I've ever met, you know, he's unbelievable. Hillary does not have that.
She doesn't have it.
She's a cold dish.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think she's going to have those challenges. Hey, Steve, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
All right, Jim. 17 years, huh?
Yeah. We're going to get you back. Going to get you back for the anniversary day. How about that?
Okay, you got it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen, Heritage.org. Don't forget to check out that website. It's a great one. A lot of good folks doing good work over there at Heritage. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute, what if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think on these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.